Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome along to Boners of the Heart, day...
Dunno.
Rose's topless. Briar on.
It's hot in New Zealand.
But we're in a good mood. We've had a good day of work. We've had some constructive fights.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we had some good fights.
Yeah.
I've got my period.
Day two.
I was in yesterday. I think first day of my period's fine. Second, get a bit crazy, but I know I'm being crazy. So
day 11 of isolation, but day two of Rose's period.
I know. I mean, it's a whole nother level of fucking isolation. But such beautiful weather outside. It's very hot. You know, what are you gonna do? I kind of momentarily forgot about the state of the world for a while.
Yeah, it was nice actually working and forgetting about that. And it was nice having a fight that had nothing to do with the state of the world or anything about like how we're living together. Not that we really do fight about that at all.
Yeah.
But purely just based on your assessment of my character. Yeah. And the way that I operate outside of lockdown as well, which I think is really a positive thing.
I think credit to you. I have found more things that are wrong with me than you in this lockdown. When I say more, I mean there's certainly some on each side, okay? No. I've used this time as a self-reflection. Because, you know, I'm not used to living with someone so closely, I think.
Yeah, that's true. It is in close quarters, for sure.
It's close quarters, but I think we're doing remarkably well. And I think I'm, you know, I mean, I think I would, there are only a few people I could do that with.
Mm.
I think you, my nan.
It's a credit to me that you've told me that I'm one of the only people you're comfortable being a bitch to.
Exactly.
And I take that as a compliment. And sometimes I take it poorly, but the sentiment I take as a compliment.
Best and worst celebrity to be in isolation with, purely just them.
Can I have a moment to think about this?
Absolutely.
I have a moment of silence.
Okay,
well, Don't shall I read this out on the podcast?
Shall I read an email while you think about that? Okay, so... Jeremy, thank you for emailing into the pod. And the subject line is just, I favorited this one to read.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Right.
Oh, God. Are you Googling celebrities?
No.
Ree Darcy's hand grip. I'm so glad that cut through. I'm so glad someone heard that.
There's a lot of noise out there, and it's nice to know that the important things are still cutting
Absolutely,
through.
Yeah, it's still reading. If you thought that was horny, I beseech you to watch the 2020 version of Emma, where the village hall dancing scene gets into it with Emma and Knightley. The horniest hands you'll ever seen in your life. Whole movie is well worth the time. It's hilarious with screenplay done by Alan O'Catton. So fuck yeah. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I think
that.
They paid for her to get a master's degree to do it. Or, hold on, was that her book to turn that into a movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Did she write the screenplay for her book as well?
She did. She
oh, okay,
yeah, she
I
did.
Think they paid for her to get a master's in screenwriting in order to do that.
I really didn't know that she did. She did, Emma.
Incredible stuff.
That's really
She's
cool.
So cool. Have we ever spoken about the one time I didn't even meet her, but she came to Snort and
did she
was in the front row?
Did she?
And it was a really bad show.
Oh my God! Snort is an improv show that we both do.
Nothing worse than doing bad improv in front of someone you respect.
Fuck me, no. It's awful. Okay, well, this is interesting. I might watch. I will watch him. I love Johnny Flynn. I'm a huge fan of Johnny Flynn. I'm obsessed with Lovesick, which is a show which I would absolutely recommend if you are looking for something to watch on Netflix. Sorry, that's my phone. God, I'm a social butterfly. Okay. That he is, he's such a fucking hun, and I love him. And Lovesick is very good, so I'd highly recommend that. So
I've
thank
got
you,
my celebrity.
Great.
Brad Pitt.
Oh my god. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for you.
I've really thought it through. I've thought it through
That's
as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I think he'd have a great house. I presume we locked down at his house.
Okay, so that's okay, yeah, sure. Okay. I don't know if that can.
What?
Can I say that can't be a criteria?
Okay, fine. We can lock down at my house. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, lock down at a neutral house.
This is based on personality alone.
Of course.
But
not personality alone, if you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Okay, first of all, he's physically attractive, which I think would be lovely.
Elephant in the room. Allie in the room. Allie in the room. Brad Pitt's attractive. Sorry.
And I think that would be really nice to be around for a long period of time. I also find his voice extremely soothing, like the tenor of his voice very soothing. He loves architecture. I don't love architecture, but I love architectural digest.
Digest.
So we could like watch those videos together. I think I would do the bulk of the cooking, but I'm comfortable with doing that anyway. Mm-hmm. And now he's sober now, but I presume during lockdown that the rules change. And he loves to smoke weed. So I think he'd have a good stash of that we could work our way through.
Yeah.
And maybe we'd have sex. I don't know if the cards fell where they fell.
I don't know. You just
have
to let them let it happen organically.
I don't think his kids would be dropping by, and I think that would be really hard on him. But he'd Skype with them regularly.
Yeah,
he'd
I think he's a bit of a loner.
Relationship.
Oh my god! Honestly, I just looked at our recycling and thought it was a dog. That's me going crazy.
It might be.
Jesus Christ!
It looks nothing like a dog.
No, like more like a kind of. I'll show you a picture of the dog. I thought it would look like.
Okay.
What was I going to say?
Who would you pick?
Oh, I was just going to say to Brad Pitt, first of all, though. He would want his alone time sometimes, and that would be cool.
That'd be great.
And he would respect your space.
Yeah. I think he works out a lot, which would be really motivational for me.
Mm. Fuck, okay. It's really hard for me to pick.
And I know that that's kind of a basic pick on my behalf, but, like, sometimes that's what you need in these situations. Like, don't go trying to be cool during a lockdown. You know, pick what you know you need. Don't pick what you think is cool.
Pick what you know you need. Okay, celebrity. Celebrity to lock down with. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Do you want me? I'll do an email while you're talking about that.
Okay.
Shout out to Asma for emailing in saying that she's breaking bread at midnight, which I can actually sympathize with. Because I just baked some bread recently, yesterday in fact. I did my sister-in-law's recipe, and all it is it's flour, it's dry yeast, dry active yeast or some shit, salt, and water. And honestly, it was the best fucking bread I've ever made. And you just cook it in a crock pot.
Crock pot.
And so if you guys have got that, please, if you want to know this recipe, I'm happy to email it to you. I'm sure she's got it written down somewhere. It's on her Instagram, but that gram is private, so don't even fucking try.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so satisfying, and it looked great. And last night we had it with salmon and cream cheese, which was honestly divine. But I still can't taste things, which is, you know, frustrating to me because food is one of the things I love.
Yeah.
And I'm on day 3 now of not being able to taste anything. And I'd say that's killing me a little bit, you know, because I'm making food blind.
Mm.
I'm making it blind, and I'm doing the bulk of the cooking. So I knew that would wind you up.
What are you fucking talking about? I made you chicken salad today.
You made me
chicken
salad.
The bulk of the cooking. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you want to tally the meals?
Let's tally the meals of who's made what. I'll rattle mine off, and we'll just go one for one. We'll do a verbal tally on the podcast.
Okay.
Go. Oh, roast chicken.
Roast chicken, okay. Eggplant and rice.
Taco bowls.
Pasta, the spaghetti.
Meatballs.
I'd say half the chicken salad.
Okay,
that's an even one. That's an even one. Okay, what was the other thing I made? Oh, grilled cheeses, grilled cheese sandwiches.
I did something with rice. and lamb. The rice and lamb.
Rice and lamb. Okay.
I did something with rice and lamb. Rice and lamb.
Yeah, rice and lamb. I made you breakfast one day.
I made you breakfast one day.
Okay, cool. I made okay. Now we're running out.
Now you're running out.
What? How many do you have? How many more do you have now?
The bread that formed.
I don't. I don't take the bread is a neutral space.
Did we or did we not use it as one of the main ingredients in our dinner last night?
Yeah, we did, but that was just an ingredient. We prepared. Oh, so you're just gonna? If I made scones right now, I would not go, oh, I've done that's one of the counts of my cooking.
I would include scones if I then got to put something on that scone and that formed the basis of my dinner.
Okay, look, I'll give you bread. One.
No, and the meatballs. You didn't have anything backing that up.
What are you talking about? Meatballs was just a couple
blind. You said I made you breakfast, and then I said I made you breakfast too.
Yeah, I know, but we are now on that. So now we're even. But from after breakfast.
I started though.
Okay, you got two.
You made the zucchini pasta.
I already counted that.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm being honest.
Thank you. Did I make a pasta? I made roast potatoes and fish.
Roast potatoes and fish.
I made
mash and...
I made mash.
No.
Oh, yes, I remember I did the mash with the lamb again.
No, but then I... No, no, and then
you
I...
You also did a mash meal, but I'm telling you I did mash
yeah,
meal.
Yeah, so then so that's only three then. You got over me.
Okay, I accept that.
Okay, so now we come to this.
Can I call that the bulk?
Can you call that the bulk of the cooking?
Can you call it the majority.
Okay, majority. So that's a different... You fucking lost. Why don't you just... Why don't you just accept you lost that argument?
Is the bulk and no, the majority no, not
no.
the same?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not.
How is it not the same?
Because the ratios of that are fucking what? Bulk and majority is not the same. They're not the same words. Majority means anything over 50-50, right?
Okay, fine. I accept that I was wrong.
Great. You accept that you said something crazy.
It wasn't crazy.
Okay, look.
Except that it wasn't crazy.
Look, I'm looking up the dictionary definition. Oh my God. The bulk means the greater part of something. So, technically...
If we're in lockdown, we've been together for 10 days, let's say we eat two meals a day that we're responsible for cooking, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's 20 meals, mm-hmm. and I've cooked three more than you.
Yes.
That means I've cooked 13 to your 7.
13 to 7.
No, that doesn't make sense at all.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh my God. Let's end this before you...
Hold on, but 13 plus 7 does equal...
20... What? Yes, but three more meals than 7 is 10.
But if I've done 10 and you've done 7, then that doesn't equal 20 meals.
I know.
So you then can't I've say... done 11 and you've done 8.
Yeah.
So then I've done...
So if you've got 20 meals and you've done three more than me, then I've
done
12
and you've done... Oh, I've done 11 and you've done 8.
You've done 7... Wait, yes. Hang on.
have eaten 20 meals and I've made 3 more than her. How many meals have we each cooked?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If we've made 20 meals...
And I've made 3 more than her.
You just go,
I still can't figure it out. Is it an unsolvable? We must have just missed out meals. God, I'm going to have to chart the meals we've had every day to make this make sense.
No, because we just need to something that we just need to find 2 numbers that are separated by 3.
That equal 20.
And we can't do that.
Well, 2 numbers that are separated by 3 that equal 20.
So 9 and 12 equals 9. Shut up. 9 and 12
equals
21. Oh my god, am I wrong? No, 21. 9 and 12 is 21.
But if we did 9 and 11, then that's 20. But then there's only 2 meals. That
yeah, that's what
us.
I mean. That's why I'm saying 9 and 12.
So 11 and 8.
Oh, no, that's 19. That's 19, 11 and 8.
So it's impossible.
So 7 and 3, yeah.
So it's impossible.
It is impossible. Because we just settled on an arbitrary number
of
20.
I must have made more than... I must have made 4 more meals than
you. Let's make it easier. There's been 21 meals.
So listen, if let's say I've made 4 more meals than you, rather than 3.
Why are we rounding up?
Because I think probably on the sum of it.
Unfair.
Is it? I don't think that's crazy. So then we're 8 and 12. So then I've cooked a full 33% more than you have.
What? 8 and 12?
Yeah, because 8 is 2/3 of 12. 4 goes into 8 twice and it goes into 12.
No. What? 3 times 8, you mean, is 24.
Yes, I'm talking about percentage-wise.
Oh. Yeah.
The number 4 goes into 8 twice, but it goes into 12 3. Yeah. So sure, I've cooked 33% more than you have.
Sure.
I call it the bulk.
I think it's...
That's...
Well, I can't wait for you to continue to cook the bulk.
I was saying I was surprised because generally
you
have cooked a lot, but generally you like to have control over that area of
domesticity. You like to have control over that area.
I do, but when I'm with you, I usually go beta to your alpha in the kitchen.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
No, I go beta to your alpha.
Disagree.
Absolutely.
Although the
not.
Numbers don't lie.
Oh my god. Read a fucking email. I'm over this podcast already. We've outed ourselves as absolute fucking morons. Like, what the fuck is wrong with us? So stupid. Okay, let's read some emails. It's really hot.
It's so fucking hot, eh? Oh, someone's just messaging me now. What temp did I cook the bread at?
Oh, yeah, put your microphone down. Yep. Respond to that right now. That's more important than the fucking podcast. Go on. I'll read out. I haven't even answered your question. Who would I like to be locked down with?
Oh, yeah, and to Asma, I'd send you that recipe.
Do you want to ask me?
Which celebrity would you like to be one-on-one locked down with?
Eugene Levy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He'd be a laugh. He's an older person, and I think that would suit my pace of life better. I wouldn't be like annoyed at how much they're possibly like exercising or something. I could feel younger, more vibrant.
I worry that you'll get bored with him.
I could see. So this is where we differ in personality.
This is the only way.
Yep. No, because we've already discussed this. Is that I can kind of happily be alone for a lot longer than you probably can.
just earlier in the podcast,
what?
Not today's podcast, but previous podcasts, you've articulated how people are surprised by how much alone time I like to have.
Yeah, because they assume you are an extroverted person who can't be alone.
Oh, okay, sure.
Like, I'm surprised at how much alone time you can have, because also your alone time isn't alone time. You're always FaceTiming. It's
no,
so funny.
No, untrue. I'm not always FaceTiming.
You're FaceTiming
but
more
I
than me.
But I always pick up a FaceTime when someone FaceTimes me. But then...
you pointed a finger at me. No, but you are social. Like, you will hear... You've said this before. Your ideal thing is to be, like, in your room, but other people are there around.
Yes, sure.
I don't mind other people not being around. I like being alone, singing to myself, doing things for myself, dances.
Yes, that's true. You do
art,
love dances.
You know, I'm a lone wolf.
Okay. Well, I hope you and Eugene Levy are very happy together.
I think we just respect each other's space and be all good.
What would you come to do together to do in your common time?
Bananagrams, cooking. He probably would love to have a drink or something.
I'd love to do bananagrams. We haven't played any bananagrams.
We don't have it, do we? Check your privilege. Some people don't even have bananas. Anyway. Here's an email from Laura. Hey, Alice and Rose, big fan of the pod. It's become an essential part of my daily routine in isolation. I just finished listening to, I just completely skipped over the sentence. I started off as a Matter fan, but I'm now equal parts Matter fan, snethead. I just finished listening to today's episode, yesterday's episode, and I am absolutely heartbroken to find out Call Me By Your Name was taken off Netflix. Absolutely. Disgusting.
Fair enough, yeah.
Disgusting stuff.
At a time like this.
I was thinking perhaps you could do a how Elio is masturbating in isolation segment. I'd love to hear how inventive this little heartthrob can be with the act of self-love. Or is that a bit much? Have you listened to the podcast? we've said much worse things. So,
I think that's such a good offer of a segment, and I would love to participate in that.
What's your offer?
How does Elio masturbate?
Today.
It's a hot day today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd be looking for a little bit of alone time, and by that I mean time by himself, not time spent quietly with other people around.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd take to his bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and he'd look next to his bed, and he'd see there's a thermometer there, and he'd take his temperature in his ear, just as an ear thermometer.
Mm.
He'd see that his temperature is regular, and he's healthy, and mm-hmm. he'd look out the window and appreciate really that he is healthy in the middle of this crisis. And through the window he'd see a man,
mm-hmm.
a slightly older man,
mm-hmm.
taking off his shirt.
Wow.
Because it's a hot day.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, and sculling a glass of water, and a little bit of the water would drip from the glass down his chin and onto his chest.
Jesus Christ.
And Elio would begin to slowly touch him.
Great.
And the man drinking the water would spot Elio down from the window and see him touching himself.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't look away.
Okay.
And Elio would end up masturbating mm-hmm. to the side of his neighbor watching him with the full knowledge that they've never spoken previous to lockdown and that they will never speak again after it.
Incredible.
Then he comes.
I think he fucks a watermelon. Soft. Kind of like that stuff that you put flower arrangements into that kind of compresses when you push it. That's kind of what a watermelon would be like. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much for that segment offer.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming to. She said that she was at the Once More With Feeling, a musical show that I did in England before all of this happened. Well, the last show I ever did live.
The last show you ever did live, yeah. Incredible. Actually, someone emailed emailed Little Empire Podcast, Breaking Form with our own, to say that they had been at a show of mine in Edinburgh. And it was kind of a strange show because there was a couple talking in the front row.
Fake email.
A couple talking in the front row the entire time. Mm-hmm. And In this, it says that I speak to the couple and I engage with them. And I can't quite remember this, but I can only vaguely remember it. But at one point, the girl got up to walk out during the show after I'd asked them to be quiet a bunch of times. And her boyfriend stayed. And then eventually he got up and walked away as well. And they've emailed to say what I didn't know. Oh, they've also said that I said fuck off as they walked out the door. Doesn't sound like me, but I mean, I did lose my mind a little bit in Edinburgh, so it is possible. The behaviour of some of the audience members in my shows was truly shocking.
Oh, God, yeah.
For such a small room as well. Anyway, they looked down and they saw and they smelt something funny, and it appeared that the girl had pissed herself. So that's why she was struggling in the show, I presume, from laughing so hard.
She pissed herself. Was she laughing, though, or was she just slowly pissing herself?
Well, I mean, my memory's
foggy. Have you ever pissed yourself in a public place? I have.
In primary school.
Oh, yeah.
I pissed when we were all at the end of PE, and we were all sitting lined up along, like, a drain.
Mm-hmm.
And I really needed to go to the toilet, and the teacher wouldn't let me. And I peed, and the pee went, like, down the drain, and all the kids could see it. And they were like, who's that peeing? And everyone was like, not me. But I was right at the end of the line, and you could see that I was the origin of the pee.
How old?
Probably, like, 7.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
That's okay, yeah. I don't think I've ever pissed myself in public. Have you?
No, like when I was 10.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Go on, tell it.
No, it was just the supermarket.
That's right.
Really empowering moment for me, I think.
But then were you ashamed to go to that supermarket for a while afterwards or something?
No, like for a week I was like, never going back there again. And I was like, well, I just won't go back in the same trousers. And then they'll recognize me. And then a week later, fucking rocking out in my flower, very gaudy flower print trousers, being like, I think it's the only time in my life where I haven't cared what people thought of me.
That's awesome.
But my purely because I love going to the supermarket. I'm just trying to think, though, there have been moments in adulthood where I think I might piss my pants.
Really? I always get that way when I'm super fucking high.
Mm.
I get paranoid that I'm going to piss myself. Like, especially when I'm super stoned, I'll go to the bathroom a lot because I'm nervous that, like, this general warmth in my body, some of it might be urine.
Oh, the other day, or actually, no, when we were both in the UK, I had to get out of the car and run into my house because I was going to piss myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Really, genuinely, was nearly going to piss myself.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah, crazy, crazy stuff.
Bring, bring.
Don't know if we have time. Do not know if we have time.
Ring, ring.
Okay, I'll answer it. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, is this our bonus of the Fuck's heart?
Sake. Is this?
No, this is an Aussie Anna.
Oh,
this wow, is Aussie Anna. Yeah, is this bonus of the heart?
Honestly, this is just the most.
Yeah, this is Aussie Anna.
Unenjoyable kind of person to talk to.
I've actually been living now in New Zealand for 40 years. Haven't lost the accent. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Aussie Anna, are you any relation to, and this sounds really weird, stab in the dark, but we do know of a person called Aussie Anna who often rings
Aussie
into this
Anna.
Podcast.
Well, what are the chances of that?
Well, you just sound very
I don't know.
Much
I don't know
like
an Aussie Anna. What did you say her name was?
Aussie Anna.
No, I don't. I'm afraid I don't know her, actually. Okay. I do have a cousin called Anna who is from Australia.
Right, well, that seems like it fits the bill precisely.
Well,
almost.
Who's to say? We'll never know exactly. But anyway,
well,
my name's Aussie Anne. And
yeah.
I've been working at the Countdown in Grey Lynn for the last, going on 23 and a half years now.
Right.
No, it must be more than, about that. Listen, I just wanted to say that your story about pissing yourself in the supermarket, that really resonated with me because I remember so clearly a very bawdy young girl saying that she needed to go to the toilet and then me as a worker at that supermarket saying, actually, could you please not piss in the aisle? And then that little girl looking me directly in the eye and pissing all over the aisle that I was then responsible for cleaning up. So listen, I just wanted to
sorry,
say...
I'm sorry, there's a few holes in your story there, Aussie Anne. I'm so sorry to pick a few holes, but...
no, sure, well, yeah, pick actually, on an essential service worker right now. That seems right. Go
well,
on.
Okay, yep. I actually did... how it happened was that I went up to my mother, who was at the counter of the express checkout.
Yes, I remember this clearly.
Well, that's not an aisle, first of all. That's
well, it's
hole.
An aisle of sorts, isn't it?
Then I tugged on my mum's... I didn't ask any member of staff if I could use the bathroom. I tugged on my mum's... kind of sort of what do you call it shirt sleeve, and yes, said,
but I will say that that is the universal sign of asking for the toilet to anyone who's worked well, in a supermarket no, for I as
said,
long as
no,
I have.
On her no, I did that to my mum, and I said, yeah, mum, I really need to go to the bathroom, and she said, wait till later, wait till later, and I said, I can't, and I did it there and then, and the reason I lost control of my bladder, Aussie Anne, is because I had a urinary tract infection at the age of 10. So thank you for calling in.
And thank you so much for taking my call.
Beep. Okay. Well, that was really nice to relive that. Thank you, Aussie Anne. Thank you for all the good work you're doing as an essential worker. Jenny is emailed in. Love the potty. Love waking up to you two every morning here in America.
Wow, international.
Stateside. oh God.
Jesus. Are you gonna put this out into the world?
Look, we should be saying that before every fucking podcast.
Yeah, so true.
It's hot. That's why it's hot.
Oh, it's fucking hot. And we've been fighting all day.
God, we've been fighting all day. Sometimes I just get pissed off, you know?
Yeah, no, I love
and
it.
And I need to let off some
steam. I'm
gonna
do some boxing after this.
Do you reckon it's gonna be real hot? You're gonna have to strip down, girl.
Maybe I'll just do it in my bra and bike shorts.
Give him something to talk about on the
yeah.
field.
Let's give him something to talk about.
God. It's not okay when we both act so stupid. One of us has to call each other out. This is the craziness of isolation. We're enabling each other's bad behavior.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, it's fine.
I'll call you out.
No, I'll call you out.
I'll call you out.
J'accuse. I'd love to give an... this is Jenny. I'd love to give an unauthorized shout out. Or do you want to do it? Because you'd give the unauthorized shout outs, but...
It's to Meg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway, Jenny, thank you so much for writing in. She just wanted to say that... she wants to give a shout out to her friend Meg, who's been incredibly supportive during these weird times, for being somebody that she can openly talk to about, and who makes her feel comfortable about talking about anything, really, which is honestly the best quality you could ask for in any friend.
Mm.
Do you feel like comfortable talking to me about anything?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think of you as sort of just a kind of waste disposal of thoughts. And I just can say anything out loud.
Sure, and I'll just gobble it up.
You're like a Furby, like an actual Furby.
Right.
You have to respond.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I think I'm quite good for that. I'll engage with almost any issue.
I'll engage with almost anything, and that's what makes you a social butterfly.
Yeah, maybe.
Love
maybe.
Engaging.
I do.
I think you do love engaging.
What, with people in general or with issues?
General, but you know, issues as well.
Maybe. Anyway, Jenny, that's so nice of you to reach out to your friend Meg. I hope she hears this, and I hope that this is, you know...
Shout out to Meg!
Shout out to Meg for making your life feel good inside.
No, Meg.
Shout out to Meg for being there through the tough times. I'm actually making myself... Shout out to Meg for all that you've done in this world and sun.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. It was actually really promising, and then I almost started believing in it until you just absolutely copped out at the end there.
Fuck,
but it was nice though. It was kind of like a Bon Jovi-esque or like Blake Shelton kind of country ballad.
Shout out to Meg for all that.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Whoa, you ending it there?
Yeah, fuck
on
yeah.
On that note.
We've been talking for 32 minutes, and it's just too hot. It's simply too hot, and I want to have a beer and do some
okay,
Pilates.
I hope everyone's having a good day in isolation. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Move your body.
Move your body, have a beer, do whatever you need to do to feel good, and shout out to Meg for
everything you've done.
Shout out to Meg from Jenny. She's your lovely only one.
Shout out to Meg.
Thanks so much for tuning.
That rocked.
Stay safe. Keep calm and carry on.
Fucking hell. Fuck. Hey, keep calm and keep up with the Kardashians. Hey guys, keep up with the keep calm, stay safe, keep calm, carry on, and keep up with keeping up with the Kardashians. All right. Good night. Bye bye. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.